Good morning.
Good morning.
Great day. Not as warm as I'd like it, but it's sunny and it's a beautiful day. Our homily series during this Lenten season has been redirecting our hearts to God. You know, during Lent, we've always said, well, I'm going to give up coffee, I'm going to give up candy, I'm going to give up something. But is that really the intent of Lent, to give up something? Because if you're anything like me, I give something up and about 4 days later, I'm thinking, I need to have a cup of coffee. I need to have something. So it may be a time to redirect our hearts to God. How do we do that? Turn away from sin. Turn away from what the world calls us to do, but maybe follow what the Lord tells us to do. Make room for God in our daily lives. We can do that in many ways. Boy, these readings today, I'll tell you, and the readings and the responsorial psalm and the gospel have very profound words in them. You know, our liturgies are based upon scripture. Our liturgy from start to finish is out of the Bible. There's books on it that talks about everything we do is from scripture. We just don't make things up. It is from scripture. So these readings are very profound. I found them very, very interesting. In that first reading, God reaches out to Israel by bringing his people back to him. God made the attempt to reach out to the people. The people turned away from him, but God made the effort to say, I love you, Israel, and I want you back. God says two things in that first reading. You shall know that I am your Lord. You shall know that I am your Lord. When he says that, it made me think about directing our hearts to Jesus. If we are in unison with him, if we are in unison with Jesus Christ, we know that he's our Lord. But times we need to be reminded of that. And then that last line, I have promised that I will do it. God never turns back on a promise to bring his people back to him. We need to remember that each and every day of our lives. I know I do. The responsorial psalm hit me too. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. That's a promise. I have promised and I will do it. There's mercy, love, and redemption in everything the Lord does for us. Really powerful. That second reading, are we in the flesh or are we in God? We can make that choice every day. Are we following what the world asks us to do? Now we live in the world, right? We go to work, we do things in the world, we do all these different things. But we can be working and be in the world, but we are in God. So everything we do should be God slanted, Jesus slanted. How we look at the world, how we treat people, how we respond to people in our own homes and beyond. It's really powerful. But we can't have both. You can't serve God and serve the world. You gotta serve God first. I really believe that. It's our responsibility. Sin makes us die to God. It really separates our relationship with him. That's what sin does. And we go to confession, we go to reconciliation to renew that relationship, to be one with him. My wife and I went to see a movie a couple years ago. It was on purgatory. And I got to tell you, I watched that movie very closely. And from that point forward, I don't always do it, but I make an attempt to go to confession every month. It shook me to my core in a good way. It made that relationship with him even more profound for me. In the gospel, Jesus shows us he is in spirit of God as he raises Lazarus, because he couldn't do that without the spirit of God in his life. Martha believed, right? When you hear that, I believe that you are the Savior, that you will save the world. One of the things that hit me in that every year, Jesus was perturbed. Why was he perturbed? I've read he was perturbed because the devil, the evil one, got into the world and created what we know as sin. And we're just human beings, so Adam and Eve and all of us fall to it. He was perturbed because evil came into the world. He was perturbed that Mary's grief was caused by sin, because death is a part of that sin. Jesus said to Lazarus, Jesus prayed, right? He prayed, and he said to him, "Lazarus, rise. Death brings new life." When we die to something in the world, or we give up something in the world, we become new creatures. Just like at baptism, when we baptize our babies or our adults, when we baptize at the Easter Vigil in a couple of weeks, you become a new creation in Jesus Christ. How can we direct our lives to Jesus? Are we tied by sin, or are we freed by the Spirit? It's a choice that we make every day. Through prayers, we develop our relationship with Jesus, through spending quality time with him. And it takes effort. It's just not going to happen if we don't do it. It happens if we make the intentional effort. Through that relationship with Jesus, we love unconditionally. We love everybody around us. We treat people with respect. That doesn't mean we're always going to be happy and jovial every moment, but our nature changes because we're in relationship with him. If we're in relationship with him, we live out our baptismal call to serve those in need, to be there for people. A couple of ways: daily prayer, maybe Mass during the week, not just on Sundays. We have adoration on Thursdays at 3 o'clock each and every week. It's a good way to spend an hour, or on the, I think it's the third Thursday, 4 hours, or any moment of that time with the Lord, to be in his presence here. And through the sacraments, through our reception of the sacraments, redirect our lives to God, redirect our hearts to the Lord. It takes effort, it takes time, but we all can do it. We just have to be conscious of his ever-presence each and every day, to be thankful for what he gives us, this beautiful day, people around us, relationships that we have, and be thankful to him for everything he does for us, because he promises us mercy, love, and redemption.